Ariel, the tip of the day is very simple. If you're going to be late, consider being an extra minute late to take the time to get settled and prepared before you walk through the door. This is especially important for, like, meetings, presentations. If you come in frazzled at full speed, you're not going to recover at the top of the meeting. But if you get to the door and take 30 seconds to breathe, compose yourself, and walk through the door, the extra 30 seconds will not matter that much, but the composition absolutely will. So if you are going to be late, let yourself be just barely more late to take a second and center yourself before you enter whatever situation you're currently late for.
Do you think that there's an element of, like, I am already, I'm 20 minutes late, I'm 15 minutes late, whatever. Shouldn't I show that I had to rush to get here? Is there a bit of that?
I don't think so, because if you're going to be late, walking through and saying, sorry, I'm late, accomplishes it. But if you walk...
You've already done it.
Yeah. And if you're going to be like 5 minutes late, 6 minutes isn't that different, right? Like, if you're going to be 20 minutes late, that sucks, but 20 minutes and 30 seconds is not that much different. Like, I'm not saying take five more minutes, but just take a second to breathe and center yourself. And I just promise you, whatever you're about to do will go better.
Yeah, that's... I think that's like one of the best tips ever for somebody who finds myself late sometimes. At times.
Sure.
That happens to me.
Well, I'm glad that I can maybe be helpful to you with this tip today.
Thank you. And Tippendales, let us know if Ned's tip helped you in your pursuit of being just a tiny bit later, but in a nice way. And we'll be back next week with more tips that may or may not help you. Until then, browse our back catalog. We have almost really, really close, if not already, this could be the 500th episode. And we're going to have a party to celebrate 500 and also 2 years of making the podcast. We have a link in the show notes where you can express your desire to party with us if you're in the New York area. So do fill that out.
Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game. But Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving. Running shoes online can feel like a guessing game, but Marathon Sports makes it easy to get the right gear without stepping into a store. At MarathonSports.com, you'll find the same trusted brands runners and walkers rely on, including Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, Asics, Saucony, and more. Whether you're training for a race, walking for fitness, or just need everyday comfort, Marathon Sports has the shoes, apparel, and accessories to keep you moving. Their online shop is built for athletes and everyday movers. Easy browsing, detailed product guidance, and fast shipping help you find exactly what you need without the hassle. Because the right gear doesn't just improve your run, it improves how you feel every day. Shop now at MarathonSports.com and get moving.